Kermaiget, Achan Corde, I introduced this bill this afternoon, the Judicial Council Amendment Bill 2021 at first stage. And Achan Corde, you'll be aware that the personal injury guidelines were adopted by the Judicial Council on the 6th of March and they've to come in and take legal effect on the 24th of April. They will replace the Book of Quantum, which up until now has been used by the courts and the Personal Injuries Assessment Board to determine the level of awards in personal injury cases. Since these guidelines were adopted and published, the insurance industry has moved quickly to roll back on many of the commitments that it made to reduce insurance premiums, and that can't be allowed to happen. There shouldn't be allowed to move the goalposts. The insurance industry called for these guidelines. The IRAC has passed legislation to allow for the guidelines to take effect. The judiciary has done their job in reducing the awards in relation to the guidelines, and now we have to see the insurance company substantially reduced the cost of premiums for motorists, for homeowners, for business people. The insurance industry, when they lobbied for these guidelines, told us how insurance costs would fall once they were adopted. They came before myself and other members of the Finance Committee, and the CEO of Zurich Insurance told us that if claims were to drop by 50% in soft tissue personal injury awards, then I quote, he said it would be quite reasonable that if that were to happen and insurance hadn't reduced their prices, with all things being equal, somewhere in the region of 15 to 20%, then the committee should be asking a lot of questions. For liability, he told us that we should expect prices to drop even more, a fall of 20%. And the guidelines that have been adopted by the IRACTIS, by the Judicial Council, go much beyond the 50% that the leaders of the insurance industry talked about at committee. In some cases, they reduce the level of awards by more than 50%. So we shouldn't let the industry off the hook, and they should be held to account. And we need a way to verify that the reductions in awards that have been facilitated in personal injury cases by this House, by the House of the IRACTIS, that they are passed on euro for euro to consumers, so that policyholders see a reduction in their premiums as they're taking out insurance. Those savings must be passed on to their customers in the forms of lower prices. No excuses. We've heard of ministers meeting with the insurance industry, imploring on them to reduce prices as a result of the new guidelines. This legislation will ensure that that happens. It provides transparency in this issue, because we need a way of verifying that every single euro in the lower awards has been passed on to consumers. Section 1 of this bill provides for the interpretation where the Principal Act refers to the Judicial Council Act, which the bill amends. Section 2 of the bill amends the Judicial Council Act by adding a new section to the Act, which provides for a report on the effect of the personal injury guidelines on the cost of insurance. It provides the Department of Finance the ability to make regulations that will require insurance companies to provide information to the central bank on how the new personal injury guidelines have impacted on policies for policyholders. In particular, subsection 4 of section 2 provides for the regulations may require insurance companies to provide the central bank with information about a number of things. One, the amount paid by insurers by way of personal injury awards. The second, the amount that would have been paid in terms of personal injury awards had the personal injury guidelines not come into effect. Thirdly, the amount charged by insurance companies by way of premiums for policies covering third-party personal injuries. And fourth, the amount insurance companies would have expected to charge by way of premiums had the guidelines not come into effect. The information would be required for each of the 4 years following the personal injury guidelines coming into effect. Now, some members may say that this is onerous on the insurance industry, but let me say this. This is the only way that you will be able to verify whether the reduction in claims in personal injuries has resulted in a euro-for-euro reduction in the cost of premiums for motorists, for businesses, for homeowners, or whether indeed the insurance industry have pocketed some of those reductions despite the commitments that they gave. The six largest insurance companies in Ireland are AXA, Aviva, Allianz, RSA, Zurich, and they are also the six largest insurance companies in Britain. In Britain, the British government, when they reduced the awards for soft tissue injuries, whiplash awards, they passed this legislation because they wanted to make sure that them same companies that operate here aren't pocketing these awards and that they're being passed on to consumers. So I commend this bill to the House, and this is a way to make sure that the intention of the personal injuries guideline passed by this House and adopted by the judiciary actually results in reductions to consumers and
Thank
not fattening the
Doherty.
Pockets of the insurance industry.